Libraries, parks, and schools across the country have been hit hard by local budget crises, but until recently, police and fire departments were largely protected. Well, no more. In California, unprecedented cuts to fire station budgets are raising concerns about cities and towns' ability to respond to emergencies, especially now that wildfire season has begun. Rachel Dornhelm has the story.
In the spick-and-span kitchen of Vallejo Fire Station 27, the sweet smell of flavored coffee hangs in the air. It's 8 a.m., and Acting Captain Thomas Brew sits down at the large table after two straight days on duty. I ask if it was a busy night.
Very busy. Both nights. Yeah.
He says they're all like that these days. Over the last 3 years, as the Northern California city of Vallejo has worked through a legal bankruptcy, the fire department has shrunk almost in half, from 28 on-duty firefighters to just 15. They have closed 3 out of 8 stations, including one in the Glen Cove neighborhood, where Brew says there was a big house fire last week.
Yeah, I was on that fire. It had one house going, but the engine company that was closest there was closed. So another company had to come from farther away, and it gave the fire time to catch a second house on fire.
Brew says that kind of collateral damage is happening more and more. In cash-strapped Vallejo, they are increasingly relying on an agreement for emergency backup, known as mutual aid, with neighboring cities.
One day, we asked for mutual aid from one of the surrounding areas, and they just flat out said, we can't do it, and that was the first time that caught me a little bit off guard because that had never happened before.
Vallejo Fire Department spokesman William Tweedy.
Every jurisdiction has less funding. Their people in their city say, why are we providing services outside our city when we're not getting reimbursed for it? So those things are going to start raising their ugly head. And eventually we might not get mutual aid because they can't afford it either.
Vallejo is not the only one closing stations. Lawrence, Massachusetts has shuttered half of its firehouses. Last month, the city of San Jose laid off almost 7% of its force and closed one station. Now it has a large sign out front.
This one says, in case of emergency, call 911. Firefighters not available at the station.
That's San Jose Fire Captain Chuck Rangel.
And there are a lot of neighbors here in this community, and we've had instances where people in distress, either for a medical call or a fire, go directly to the station and start knocking on the door.
That's just what led to a tragedy earlier this summer in San Diego, when relatives brought a choking 2-year-old to the fire station down their block. The station was closed that day for budget reasons. It took 9.5 minutes for a paramedic to arrive, and the boy didn't survive. Stuart Gary consults to local governments about their fire departments. The former Bay Area fire chief says cuts and brownouts, taking engines out of service, are happening throughout the country. Gary says city managers facing shortfalls have told him the same thing.
If I closed every library, if I stopped mowing the grass in every city park, I still can't close the deficit because police and fire are in most cases 35-45% of a city's expenses, and they have to get to their public safety cost.
There's a debate over who's to blame here. Some say it's firefighters' high salaries and pensions. Others say it's disappearing tax revenue. One of the concerns in California is what would happen when mutual aid is needed for a large event like a wildfire. The California Emergency Management Agency moves resources to major disasters. Chief Kim Zagaris says in the past, along the North Coast, he could depend on getting 175 local government engines to a fire.
But during last year's fires, the most we were able to get was 125 engines.
In a statement, ISO, an insurance industry organization that rates cities' ability to respond to fires, says they have downgraded more cities this year than before. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Dornhelm.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.